Some 5 billion prairie dogs once roamed vast parts of the country. That's according to the National Park Service. Today, though, prairie dogs have lost all but 5% of their land, and 2 out of 5 species are threatened or endangered. Why? Well, food scarcity, disease, and when prairie dogs become a nuisance to humans, they often get moved or killed. But as Jill Ryan of member station KJZZ reports, a new study looks at how prairie dog kisses, yeah, kisses, may help survival rates.
There are different kinds of prairie dogs, but generally these digging fuzzy rodents are a little bigger than a football and about double or more the weight. Some people may find them rather cute, but more often than not, prairie dogs can get in the way of developers or farmers with grazing livestock, sometimes leading to their lethal removal. But killing prairie dogs is not an ideal choice, says Lindsay Sterling Crank. She's part of the Prairie Dog Conflict Resolution Team with the Humane Society of the U.S. She says prairie dogs are a keystone species.
There's a ton of different animals that rely on prairie dogs, either eating them as prey in a part of their diet or using their burrows for shelter. So those are the two biggest pieces about prairie dogs that make them so important.
So moving them is the next best bet. But Bill Van Pelt with Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies says that can be complicated.
They live in family units. They're called coteries. And these coteries live in close proximity to each other, and so they form these towns.
So you've got to keep them together.
It's not just as simple as just, you know, you pick up, you know, a bunch of prairie dogs and then you move them.
And another problem with relocating them?
The survival rate is pretty poor.
That's behavioral ecologist Jennifer Vertelin, who studied prairie dogs for nearly 2 decades. The University of Arizona professor co-wrote a new study noting that prairie dogs that are relocated have an extremely low survival rate, between 25% to 50% usually make it. She hopes her study, published in the scientific journal Behavior, will increase the odds.
So one of the things that this work is suggesting is that where they live and how they're oriented with each other, within their group and with their neighbors, one, you want to try to maintain those social networks and those social connections.
One peculiar behavior Vertelin observed may help conservationists identify family members as well as determine the health of the social network. These are greet kisses.
It's very much like many human cultures around the world that greet by kissing each other. Some cultures do it on one cheek, some on both. Prairie dogs go all in. They are exchanging, they're swap and spit.
Opposite gender prairie dogs, same gender prairie dogs, even enemy prairie dogs are kissing.
If you are a friend, then we kiss and go about our business. If you are a competitor, for example, you belong to a different social group, we might greet kiss, and then there's an altercation. I might chase you out of my territory.
And the amount of greet kisses is affected by food availability. That would be grasses, seeds, roots, new shoots, and flowers seasonally found in the area.
So when there's less food available, they spend less time socializing, which for me, that means I see fewer greet kisses, and that means that the network is less connected. When there's plenty of food, then there's less competition for food, and they don't have to work as hard to find food, and so they spend more time socializing.
Vertelin says more studies are needed to further understand how food availability in a different location will influence group behaviors and survival. Until then, with prairie dog lives on the line, Lindsay Sterling Crank of the Humane Society says successful relocation can and should be done. For Here and Now, I'm Jill Ryan.